Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, right now I just want to say that, you know, our hearts go out to all of those in Belgium right now. I mean, this attack that took place, you know, your heart breaks because it's one attack after the other. And I'm sorry, this is just not something that any of us could get used to. The tragic loss of life. And I want to say from the onset of this program that this is a parental guidance program because we are going to show you some images. You know, at the same way that we will never get used to this, may we never get used to seeing the what happens to people. I mean, we have something that happens here, at least in the United States, where we tend to cover tragedy. We tend to put blankets and we try to hide ourselves from the reality. And it tends to desensitize us and to numb us from the pain that people go through. And when we look at buildings being destroyed, that's one thing. But when we see innocent people that were standing in an airport waiting to catch a flight, and all of a sudden, because a bomb went off because of terrorists, now ISIS is taking claim, that's another thing. Arms, legs, people bleeding. Well, I have to tell you that as reports are right now, we understand that there's 34 people that died in this attack. Over 200 people are injured. And it was three terrorists that set these bombs off. Some of these bombs were filled with nails that reports are scattered everywhere into people's just bodies and faces. And it's just hurtful. It's just amazing what takes place and the collateral damage that occurs. And so Brussels right now, they're in mourning and they're trying to apprehend every single person that's responsible for these heinous attacks. And we want to encourage you from the onset of this program to pray, to allow yourself not to get hardened and to be dismissive and just to say, hey, this is just another attack. This is our new normal. But to really allow yourself to empathize and say, wow, I mean, that could have been me. In today's program, we're going to be sharing with you a word that Rick Joyner actually shared about what just took place in Brussels and potentially what could await us here in the United States, as well as sharing with you Bridget Gabrielle's amazing story. She was a Christian who lived in the Middle East, and she saw firsthand what Islamists were doing to Christians. And her story is really just an amazing story. It's the hand, the deliverance, hand of God that rescued their family. But before we do, I want you to listen and watch Dale Hurd as he gives us an update as to what happened in Brussels. Watch this.
What does a society do? A free society, it cannot allow itself to be victimized as is happening in Belgium. They've got to take action, and they've got to take swift action. Our CBN News European reporter Dale Hurd is with us. Dale, you've reported from Brussels. It has become a hotbed of jihadists. Tell us about it.
I called it the jihadi barracks of Europe. It's been a welcome home for extremists for years. 4 years ago, when I needed to talk to a terrorist in Belgium, I called him on his cell phone, and I met him out in the open in a cafe in Antwerp, and he's now in prison. So that's the kind of environment that they've had there. I've wondered why this hasn't happened sooner.
Well, why do they pick Brussels? Is it because of NATO or the EU?
Or because there are a lot of terrorists in Brussels. So, you know, one of the stops was near the European Union. But security has been so lax there, it's a very easy target. I was with EU leaders a few weeks ago, and every time I'm in the European Union, I'm struck by the lack of security relative to what you would see in the US Capitol. And I always wondered, do they really think that they're never going to be hit? And maybe they aren't, but they were.
As you say, this airport, subway, easy targets. I mean, do they come in to Brussels from other countries looking for opportunities to strike?
No, and you know what? This is an important point. After the Paris attacks, the governments in Europe talked about the threat from the Middle East, from ISIS. The threat was already in Europe. okay? The terrorists were already there, living in Molenbeek. Belgium is going to need help to deal with this. We used to joke that if you walked through Brussels airport with a hand grenade and you dropped it, a soldier would stop you and hand it back to you, okay? Even after 9/11, I thought security was, frankly, a joke. And I'm not sure Belgium is up to the job to handle this.
Well, is it the politically correct philosophy that's causing this, or they just don't care?
Yeah, I think that there's brainwashing has occurred. I think that tomorrow people will really appear on the streets with real posters and apologize to Muslims for provoking this attack. And in the media, you have all this politically correct pressure on politicians to not be racist, okay, and to not single out a group, because anyone could commit these attacks, except only one group commits these attacks.
You say you are being facetious, of course, but is there truth in that, that they literally would apologize to the Muslims for inciting them to this violence?
They've done that in Sweden after the sex attacks. People came out and said on Twitter, on Facebook, I'm sorry that you've been singled out for this because, you know, you have such a hard time here in Sweden and we treat you so badly.
What's the solution, or is there one? You think they'll ever find a solution to that?
Well, I'll tell you, this is a stupid strategy by Muslims, but you know what? It isn't a strategy. You know, the right strategy would be what a terrorist in Belgium told me 4 years ago, which is we're going to have a lot of children and simply take over the country that way. Blowing up people is not a strategy. We as Christians know that it's a blood sacrifice to Allah. This is a spiritual service that they're doing when they blow themselves up and they blow up infidels. It's not a good strategy. It's religion.
Dale Hurd, thank you for the tremendous, insightful perspective you've been bringing on this. And ladies and gentlemen, isn't it amazing that we won't open our eyes? It's clear in the Quran what Muhammad said. It's clear the teachings in these jihadi madrasas and then the jihadi other enclaves wherever this teaching goes forth, but yet nobody will act.
This is amazing. This is clear. This is jihad. This is radical Islam. And how many more innocent people have to die? And how much more blood has to be shed?
Just when this attack was done, Rick Joyner actually put a blast out, put a report out on Facebook, you know, expressing some of his feelings about what has just taken place and basically what, you know, potentially what awaits the United States. Mm-hmm. Steve, could you read his statement? Because I think it's imperative to where we are today, and I think it'll give us a light moving in the future.
Brussels is rocked by bombs at the airport and multiple subway stations. London is bracing for multiple attacks, and every nation in the EU is on high alert while America sleeps. Brussels, the capital of the EU and the headquarters of NATO, is in virtual lockdown. Europe is wide open for such attacks, now because of two flawed policies that are looking increasingly naive for these times. One, their open border policy.
And I want to say about that is real important. Look what's happening in Europe. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're accepting all of these refugees. They're losing refugees. They don't even know where they're at. And it's completely just wide open. And to think that just in the United States, that Mexican, you know, our border there mm-hmm. on Mexico is so wide open. Kamal Saleem from Qum Ministry says that several years ago, there was over 450,000 radical jihadists right mm-hmm. now in the United States. That number could be well over a million mm-hmm. by now. Now what?
And it just goes to show you that just the open threat that we have, just the unlimited potential that it could be happening right now.
Every day, every single day that we don't experience an attack on the United States. I mean, we just had what happened in California. So, I mean, it has happened. But if you think of how shortly, I mean, Paris, San mm-hmm. Bernardino, now Brussels, all within less than probably a year's period of time, it seems like these attacks are increasing, and they really want to do mm-hmm. more damage in the United States. Mm-hmm. Steve, continue to share what Rick says here.
Number two, the attempt at multiculturalism that allows Islamic enclaves that are basically self-governing but are now looking much more like big Trojan horses for terrorist cells. We can expect these attacks to increase, hitting cities in multiple places at once for maximum impact. The U.S. is the most prized of all targets for Islamic terrorists, and we have been made the most vulnerable by our own government policies that have failed to protect our borders.
What's so important about that is that, listen, if you're going to come to the United States, come to assimilate, come to be a part. You know, e pluribus unum, although we're many, we are one, and we can stand together, even though we may come from different countries, different backgrounds, even different religions, if you can agree with the Constitution of the United States. But what happens if you come to this country and you think you have your own agenda? Listen, together we, you know, stand, united we stand, you know, apart we fall. And that's why a constitution is so important. But it seems like in Europe, they're just letting them come and assimilate. And not assimilate and just kind of do what you want, just kind of live in our country. And what they do, they'll just take over by population alone, and they'll bring in their own agenda.
Yeah, and if you got people coming in that has a separate vision than what's already been established in that nation, you have division. And the Bible even says that any nation divided against itself, it's going to fall. Continuing on, it says, it is likely that we will soon be looking back and marveling at how naive we have been to allow this. But until there is change, we must all learn to be vigilant, becoming watchmen for our cities and communities. We also must resist reacting in fear, knowing that there is no safer place than we could ever be in the will of God.
And that's so true, because, you know, so many times what happens is that when people have take on a spirit of fear, then the first thing they want to do is be able to relinquish all their rights. And they say, listen, just go ahead and spy on me and spy on all of us. But in fact, put a camera in my house and watch me and everyone else 24 hours
for
a day.
Safety.
And it's like, listen, that's not safety. That's lunacy. We don't want to give up our Fourth Amendment right to privacy, but we want the safest place that we could all be is inside the will of God. And there is a peace, there is security, there is a foundation of just being protected on the shadow of, you know, of God under his wings that could give us true, true peace.
You know, it's encouraging too when you look at it in regards to having the awareness and the fact of like, who are you putting your trust in? Because if you're looking at just a policy to give you the peace, to give you the clarity, then you're going to be running for more policies, but keeping your eyes on God, that's where it keeps that safety. We also must resist knowing what to recognize as a threat is important, but far more important is keeping our eyes on the Lord, abiding in him, and not letting anything steal the peace that we have by abiding in the Prince of Peace. It is as we abide in his peace that we can more easily be directed by him and effectively pray for our communities, law enforcement, and our leaders.
Wow, that's so, so important. That's why we're always talking about abiding, iabide.org. Listen, we have a simple plan that you can get absolutely free to learn how to abide and remain in God. Listen, God's called us to hear his voice and to be united with him so we can be one spirit with God, walking with him. Listen, when God becomes the Lord of our life and we give him everything, we're in this amazing intimate relationship where we can actually hear God's instruction, direction, his wisdom, his counsel. And when we're following the ways of God, not only will we be protected, but we can actually be a light and a warning to others.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.